BlogTalkRadio.com.
Theme song.
This is the Firefly Funhouse. And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I met along the way.
This is PC3.
Hey, this is Max Brown, King Robert from the Royals.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
I'm Bristol.
And I'm Aubrey from ATTV Flipper Flop Vegas.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken, not Haughty.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rack, and you're listening to the greatest rack.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Fly, my pretties, fly.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host,
they've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Twitch Prime sub available, well, you know, we'd love it if you use it here. Just click the little purple button up at the top above your technology screen and see if you have one available. Feel free to use it here, or if you want to use it elsewhere, that's fine too. But we'd really love it if you supported the channel here. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
Hi, we're here. We're live at Wild Talk Radio, at Record Radio Show. Ellen's Word on Twitter's WildTalkRadio.com, RecordRadioShow.com, Twitch.tv slash WTRLive. It's the place to be tonight because we got stuff to talk about, stuff to do, because things.
Yeah, so a lot of stuff happened today. It was a pretty quiet week until, you know, like today. Fortnite Season 10 dropped today. We are talking about that. We're actually going to take you into the game on the show. And yes, we're doing Fortnite with friends later. But rather than like walk you guys through the map on that show, we're going to do it here. So we're going to, in the second half of the show, actually take you in and show you all the new things that are going on in that. We got some news, big news about Ninja that we're talking about. I know we normally don't talk about streamers and stuff like that on this show, but we have to talk about this because it's
Ninja?
Huge.
Ninja? We're talking about Ninja?
We have to talk about Ninja.
Ninja? Okay, we're talking about Ninja.
And we've got wrestling news. We've got SmackDown, NXT, all your favorites, Tweet of the Week, stuff like that. We're doing all the normal stuff, but it's a really, really, really jam-packed news day. And so we're going to start with Ninja, brought to our friends over at MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. And he made an absolutely huge announcement today that is going to impact, really directly impact, not only streamers on Twitch, but streamers elsewhere too, because he officially announced that he is leaving Twitch permanently, and he is going right to Mixer. And he will be exclusively streaming on Mixer.
The timing.
Yeah, big, sorry, by the way, if you weren't on the pre-show or you're listening to this on, the
podcast,
it's storming here right now. Like, there's a big thunderstorm right over my house right now. It's pouring rain, it's thundering, it's lightning. So I apologize in advance for the storm sounds. It's not ambient, I promise. It's actually happening. That was just a really big crack of lightning that came down. So yay!
But it was
storms.
It was great timing for the effect.
I do what I can. You know, pre-planned all this. I'm just praying my power doesn't go out right now, because that would be...
That would be awful
at
this point.
We have way too much to talk about.
But yeah. Ninja's leaving. He has left Twitch. He's headed to Mixer full time starting tomorrow. His contract ended with Twitch, so he's moving to that platform, which means if you were a subscriber to him, subscribe here, twitch.tv/WTLive, Amazon Prime, you know, the whole Twitch Prime thing. Do the whole shebang. But it's a game changer because for him, it's a more... of a settling move where it's like he doesn't have to worry about his fan base because he's blown up so much.
Yeah.
He can just sort of do what he does. He can stream when he can, stream what he does, but he doesn't have to worry about, hey, you have an Amazon Prime account, link it to your Twitch account, click that rectangular button, yada, 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 that whole thing that you all should be doing right now. But he doesn't have to worry about that. He just has to perform. He just has to stream. That's all he has to do because they made him a monetary offer to take his millions of followers to Mixer to grow that brand. He helped grow Twitch. Now he's going to help grow Mixer.
It's a great deal for him. And I know for a fact, I know how astute of a business person he is and his wife is. And I know that they would have not done this unless it was a significant monetary offer and the benefits to both parties were equal and really good. I mean, that's the only way to phrase it, because it's like Ninja's not going to do anything that's going to be a detriment to him or his brand. He is extremely protective of it. He understands that this right here is his bread and butter. You know, the sponsorships and everything else that he does, that's the gravy to what streaming has brought to him. But the streaming, the live content that he produces, that's where it all comes from. So he knows he has to maintain that. He knows he has to continue to do that. And so he's going to make the best decision possible on where to put that, and whether that's keep that on Twitch or now move it over exclusively to Mixer. He had to make that choice. And from what I understand, he's been considering this for a really long time. This was not a snap decision. He's been talking to Mixer about it. And he ultimately made the choice to go to Mixer and leave Twitch. Which I think it will ultimately be good for him, because he doesn't have, like you said, he doesn't have to grind as hard as what everybody else does on Twitch. You know, we don't have to sit here and say, hey, click the Amazon Prime button, which we'd love for you to do, by the way. You know, follow, subscribe, you know, all that other stuff. He doesn't have to worry about that. He can just be him and do him, because his schedule is so insane. He's rarely live anymore. And I mean that. Like, he rarely has time that he can really be live.
Like, he has periods, but then there's, like, stretches where he's gone. Like, he can be home for 3 weeks, and then he's gone for two. So it's like, we're not going to Mixer.
No, we're not going to Mixer. We did not get a monetary offer. However, if Mixer would like to make us a monetary offer of substantial means to come over and exclusively stream on their platform, I am open to hearing that offer.
Brent, you're already there, so why do I need to go? So, yeah, we're just going to stay here. He's going to go there. Everyone else is staying on Twitch. But they've been Mixer's after the big names. They've been after them for a while. They have AJ Styles is on Mixer.
Mm-hmm.
He's on there often. They're trying to grow. They're trying to become another big platform. And Ninja's one of the biggest in the game.
They're trying to capture that Fortnite audience. That's what they're trying to do. They understand that Fortnite is one of the biggest games in the world right now. And so it's Ninja, on average, can get about 40 to 50,000 people watching him every day. So it's like they want to, and he's got millions of followers on YouTube and Twitter and Instagram and Twitch and everywhere. And so it's like they want that exposure. They want those numbers.
They want to grow. And it's Microsoft, so you know they have the money to just...
Yeah, they kind of have the money.
They want to grow their platform, which is, this is the way to do it.
Yeah, and so basically it's like, what does this mean for everybody else? Like Rock said, pretty much all the other bigger streamers, like Tim the Tatman, Dr. Lupo, and a few of the other ones, I think Courage confirmed, although I'm not sure, that they're all staying on Twitch. They're not going anywhere for right now. They're all staying where they're at. And this does not mean the end of the squad streams. If you're a fan of those, Ninja can still, like, be with them and play games with them. And, like, his voice can be heard on Twitch. It's just he cannot stream his content on Twitch anymore. So that's what that all means. So he can still do everything that he did before if you're a fan of the man. And it's just different platform to see his content. That's it.
That's it.
I feel like for the Twitch community as a whole, and this is just me and our small little channel, not that we would ever gain any benefit from it, but I feel like in terms of a big streamer leaving Twitch, this is beneficial to everybody else because now those subs, those followers, those viewers can go to other channels, and other channels can now benefit from the fact that Ninja's no longer here. Because like I said, he could, it's like, here's the thing, you could, if you watch Twitch enough, and like, for example, I'll queue up Fortnite and I'll listen to Fortnite throughout the day. Different channels, whoever's on, I'll, you know, I'll listen to somebody till they go offline and then I'll move over to somebody else, depending on who's online. So at first thing in the morning, there's not a lot of people on. It's generally like Loya and Symphony and a couple other people out of the people that I follow. And then it's like Lupo comes on and he'll get like 8,000 to 10,000 viewers. And then Tim comes on and Tim will like slash Lupo's number because everybody goes over to Tim. And then Ninja comes on. Mm-hmm. And Ninja takes from Lupo and Tim and anybody then, else that's on. Like, you see the numbers shift. It's really interesting to see how the numbers shift throughout the day.
And then Tfue comes on and Symphony and all them lose their numbers because they all go to Tfue. And
yeah.
You go from there.
Yeah, you go from there. But yeah, so it's like, I think it will be beneficial for everybody else for the smaller streams, especially during the day, in the mornings. Sorry.
Can't do anything about it.
I'm sorry. Yay, Georgia weather. I think it's going to be beneficial for everybody else. Because like I said, those viewers and those subs and everything else, they can go to all the different channels and they can benefit from all the different channels. And if they decide to exclusively go over to Mixer, like the only reason they're here is for Ninja, well, okay, that's fine. They can go there too. There's nothing wrong with that. But I feel like it's just going to be good. It's good for him and it's good for the community as a whole.
Yeah, everyone will benefit.
Because while they're all friends, there is a level of competition between every streamer because they want to get the most viewers they can. They want to get the most subs that they can because that's money to them. This is their job. This is their life. If you're a pro streamer, this is what you do. You get online every day, 8 hours a day, and you grind it out for content and tips and subs and everything else because that's your bread and butter. That's how you're put, you know, paying your rent and paying your light bill and doing all this other stuff. And living your life, because you don't have any other job. Sorry.
Just keep going. Stop letting it distract you.
No, it scared me. Like, holy crap, that was close. Anyway, so, yeah, that's my point, is this is going to be beneficial for everybody. I wish him nothing but success. I hope it goes really, really well for him, as well as the Twitch partnership has gone, and he just really enjoys what he's doing. Mm-hmm. And he gets something out of it, and Mixer gets something out of it, and everybody else on Twitch gets something out of it. Like, it's just a win-win for everybody. So that's the big news.
Yeah, that's the big pop culture news of the week. Let me handle this part.
Yeah, so now we're going to transition over to wrestling, and there's another story that we have to talk about, and we're going to be very serious for a minute because it's a very serious topic, and Rock's going to take it from here.
Okay, so here's the deal. Earlier today, it was announced that former multi-time NWA World Champion Harley Race had passed away at the age of 76. It was revealed by longtime friend Dustin Rhodes that Harley, who's been diagnosed with back in March... Oh, a terminal lung cancer. It's unfortunate. He's been sick for a long time. He's had many different attempts at trying to beat it. Sadly, he was unable to beat it. Sucks. It really sucks. The wrestling community is sort of grieving at the moment. They're trying. You can see all the messages everyone's putting out on the Twitters and the Facebooks and the Instagrams and what have you. It sucks when you lose someone, a legend like this. It sucks when you lose anyone. Yeah. It just sucks.
It's really, really hard when you lose a living legend like someone like Harley Race, who impacted so many lives and so many careers. Like, you hear almost every wrestler of a certain generation and beyond, say, you know, one of their main influences was Harley Race. And he did so much to give back to the community as a whole. And I know he's going to be very sorely missed. You see the messages out there, like you said, and people are just, the entire community is reeling from this because he was so impactful and he was so important to a lot of people. So it's really very sad that he's gone, and our condolences and our prayers and our thoughts, and not that that really means anything to anybody, but just the fact that we're thinking about his family in this very difficult time, and, you know, hopefully they can find solace in the fact that he's at peace and he's not in pain anymore. Because I'm sure that was not a pleasant thing at all to be dealing with. And the fact that he has relief from it, I'm sure, is some measure of solace. I don't know, though.
So there you go.
So there you go. So thank you, Harley. Goodbye. Godspeed. Tell everybody we said hi. Go join that big party in the sky and try to calm everybody down. So moving on from that, take a minute, and moving on. All right, we're going to get into the rest of the wrestling news brought to our friends over at mbgfilms.com/mbg1211. And, well, we're going to kind of shift to a little AEW news, because there's a lot of it.
No, wait, okay, continue.
God. Yay, electrical storms. So couple quick signings for AEW. We have Marco
Stunt,
who has signed with AEW. We have Chris Van Vliet. He's joined AEW's broadcast team, and he's going to be a backstage interviewer, so good for him.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, we have a little news on the AEW TV show, which is coming this fall. We have the first two matches set. This is exciting news.
We do.
We have Cody taking on Sammy Guevara.
That is apparently the opening match on the first broadcast.
So, And then Kenny Omega with the Bucks is taking on Chris Jericho and two mystery opponents. Wonder who that could be.
Don't know. We'll have to find out. Tune in October 2nd. Tickets now available. Or sure, available this, the tickets available this Friday for AWDC.
So tune in, everybody. Should be exciting. Switching over to Impact Wrestling real quick. Tennille Dashwood, a.k.a. Emma, of former WWE fame, has signed with Impact. So good for her. That's awesome news.
They're building up a very solid women's division.
And I like that. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of okay with that, actually.
Her and Tessa could probably do some good stuff.
Make some magic.
Mm-hmm.
In more ways than one, both as against each other and as a tag team. They would kind of be interesting together.
Yeah, they would.
So, and well, Netflix is about to get a little bigger.
Oh, God.
Because,
yeah.
Oh, yes. Well, it's The Big Show, and he's coming to Netflix with his own reality series, The Big Show Show.
Okay. This is an actual live-action comedy. This is a thing. It's a comedy with The Big Show. Here's the plot. When the teenage daughter of Big Show, a retired world-famous WWE superstar, comes to live with him, his wife and two other daughters, he quickly becomes outnumbered and outsmarted. Despite being 7 foot tall and weighing 400 pounds, he is no longer the center of attention. That's the plot.
Should be interesting. I mean, Netflix tends to put together pretty decent original content, so kind of looking forward to this.
It should be interesting. Big Show is great comedic timing.
Oh, yeah.
So this should be really fun and exciting to watch.
Yeah. Kind of can't wait for it. So we'll have to see where we go there. And, well, last but certainly not least, let's do the Blame Brents.
Bones breaking. Backs cracking. Shoulders snapping. It's this week's Injury Roundup.
Alrighty, we have Karen Q in NXT with a broken leg.
Hashtag blame Brent.
And then Rachel Ellering with a knee injury.
Hashtag blame Brent.
Both suffered the same day.
Yeah, both of them were the same night in two separate cities at two separate NXT shows. So well done, Brent.
Yeah, that sucks. Karen Q should be out 6 to 9 months. No word on how severe the knee injury is for Rachel Ellering ever. We'll see.
Keep the fingers crossed there for them. Mm-hmm. SmackDown?
Let's go SmackDown.
Welcome, everyone, to
this week's SmackDown Throwdown.
The best in the world!
So where do you want to start?
Alrighty, well, I think we need to start with the biggest thing first. Because I want to talk about it.
Which one? There are two big ones.
Well, we need to talk about when a queen meets the queen in King's Court.
Ah, the queen of queens versus the queen of all errors?
Yes.
Okay, let's talk about it.
So, they set up the dream match. You had Jerry the King Lawler, because they were in Memphis, hosting the King's Court. And out comes WWE Hall of Famer and everybody's dream girl, Trish Stratus, who looked fabulous as always. I swear she gets better as she gets older. She's so pretty. Anyway, I have a little crush on her. Anyway, so we had Jerry interviewing Trish, and well, out comes...
So he questioned, what about, you know, you ever think about having one more match, forgetting the whole thing about Evolution, forget all that. Have you thought about having one more match? Insert queen here.
Yeah, so out comes Charlotte, and a queen meets the queen. And when I say a queen meets the queen, I mean Charlotte met Trish, because Trish is the queen. The. Charlotte's just a.
Mm-hmm.
No offense to Charlotte, but Trish, Charlotte, not on the same level. Sorry. At least to me. I don't know. But yeah, so in terms of legendary status... Charlotte will get there one day, but not right now. So the two have a little back and forth, and basically what happens is we're going to get the dream match at SummerSlam of Trish Stratus versus Charlotte Flair.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
That should be good.
And I think from what I understand, the two have been working together behind the scenes. They've been practicing together, so hopefully this should prove to be a very good match. I'm excited for it. I think everybody is, because we're always happy to see Trish, because she's kind of one of those that she was in what's termed the golden era for the divas, but she kind of got screwed there at the end a little bit. So now that the women are being taken more seriously, it's nice to see her come back and kind of get her due a little bit. So yeah, this should be a lot of fun.
We'll talk about the whole match next week.
Yes, we will, when we preview SummerSlam. It's scary to think it's next week.
Yeah, it's usually at the end of the month, but they have it up in the early part. So
they want to get it out of the way. They're trying to get it out of the way. So, well, speaking of, I guess, getting things out of the way, Bayley and Ember Moon had to get the awkwardness out of the way, because they teamed together in a match. And, well, before the match, Bayley and Ember have a little chat, where Bayley's like, look, I don't like you. You don't like me. You want my title. You hit me, or you cheap shotted me. It's water under the bridge. Yada 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 yada. We have to get together tonight. So we're going to get together tonight. But, you know, if you try anything, I'm going to end you, which sounds very weird coming from Bayley.
It does.
Like Bayley, like threatening anybody sounds really weird.
It does.
But she made no bones about it. And Ember was like, yeah, F you. So they go out, they do their match. It was a fine little match.
They lose to Nikki and Alexa.
They were great together.
Mm-hmm. And then, well, after a little bit of confusion and whatnot, Bayley hit the Bayley the Belly, laying out Ember Moon.
So Bayley returns the favor on Ember for the Eclipse last week.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm okay with this. I'm fine with this.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine.
And I have no transition for this other than, speaking of getting things out of the way, Sami Zayn answered Aleister Black's challenge.
Yeah, Sami wants to fight, he's going to fight Aleister next at SummerSlam, so that'll probably be a early on match, because it's, you know, at SummerSlam, it's going to be a very long show. Be prepared, it could be 4 to 5 hours, be prepared. Strap in, SummerSlam's going to be long.
But Sami versus Aleister's going to be good.
Yeah.
It's going to be really, really good.
Yeah.
And speaking of good, or not good, for fans of horror, things got a little fiendish.
Yeah, we had the puppet talk, and we had Bray talk, or Bray laughed. The puppet talk, Bray laughed. And then the fiend showed up during the Dolph Ziggler-Finn Balor match.
Which, okay, we have to talk about the Finn-Dolph match, which was actually pretty good. Like, the match itself was actually very, very good. It was very enjoyable. But things went a little haywire when the Fiend decided to haunt Finn Balor.
Mm-hmm.
He sort of showed up. He didn't do anything. He didn't attack. He just sort of loomed in the darkness and the spookiness before he disappeared again. And then we had the rabbit show up on the screen.
The rabbit was first.
Yeah, the rabbit showed up and was talking.
Mm-hmm.
And then Bray came in and he was all upset. And he was looking for the rabbit because the rabbit ran away and hid.
Mm-hmm.
And he couldn't find the rabbit. And then he talked to Finn. But it wasn't Fiend Bray. It was like slightly ready to lose his crap Bray. Like, yeah. it's Prozac Bray, but it's the tweener version of the Prozac and the Fiend Bray. So basically it's Bray like on the edge of constantly losing his crap. And he looks like he hasn't slept in about 4 years because he's like letting the Fiend out and he can't. Like, he claims he control it, but I don't think he really can. And so, like, every time the Fiend comes out, it gets, like, harder and harder on him to sort of, like, pull it back. Because it's, like, you know, the natural tendency of the character is to be this crazy, evil bastard that just, like, beats everybody up
mm-hmm.
and kills them. But this is PG, so we can't say that.
He eliminates them,
in quotations. So... the fact that you have this character that's like struggling to hold this back, I like that a lot better than like ultra uber happy, oh my god, you're here, Mr. Rogers Bray Wyatt. Like, I like the tweener character a lot better than I like the Fiend is cool, but the Fiend should be exactly how they're using it. It's a special occasion type thing where we see it very, very rarely, and the Bray Wyatt we should get to see is the actual like cracked out version.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to use that word, but that's the only way I can describe him. Where it's, you know, he's not ultra happy Bray, he's not the Fiend. There's that middle ground where he's both,
mm-hmm.
and that's what was really good about this. And then he sent the Fiend out, and the Fiend haunted Finn Balor, and then the Fiend left.
So there you go.
So a haunting time with Bray Wyatt, and then last but certainly not least, we have Roman Reigns,
okay.
Who was there to announce his match at SummerSlam. He was there for... No, wait, he's on the SmackDown roster. I forget that he's on the SmackDown roster.
Yeah, he's SmackDown.
Like, I forget that. Because it's like he's been doing both, and he was on Raw for so long that it's like, oh yeah, that's right, he's on SmackDown, never mind. But anyway, so yeah, so he's there to announce his match, and he's walking backstage, he does an interview with Kayla, you know, everything's going fine, and then randomly, a big ass shell falls on him.
Yeah, that comes crashing down. It was so hokey.
It's just like, wait, what was that, like, did that mean to happen, or was that an accident? I mean, granted, they did a really good job of the after, where, like, everybody's rushing in, and you have the camera guy struggling to get the shot, and you see people's feet, and, you know, they did a really nice job of presenting it as it was an accident, or it was not quite an accident, but it was, you know, basically everybody was really surprised by it. They did a really good job of putting that together and shooting that, but yeah, it's just like randomly a shell falls on Roman Reigns, and we're all sitting here like, what just happened?
Mm-hmm. So, the internet has done some investigation on who attacked him.
I can't wait to hear this theory.
They believe it's Buddy Murphy.
Why would Buddy Murphy attack Roman Reigns?
To get on the good side of Shane McMahon. Because...
Okay,
so what in the whole build-up, there's a mystery man who walks around backstage. Is walking, as Roman's walking around, headed to the interview, there's a guy walking around that Roman passes. You don't see the face, but you see the back. And it's the same shirt Buddy Murphy always wears.
Could it be somebody masquerading as Buddy Murphy?
Could be, but the internet thinks it's Buddy Murphy, so that's a thing.
Buddy Murphy versus Shane. Okay.
Buddy Murphy versus Roman Reigns.
That's different.
It's totally different.
I guess. I mean, I'm not opposed to it. I'm just trying to get my head around it. And it's like,
It would elevate Buddy Murphy.
It would totally elevate Buddy Murphy. Because I feel like what they're doing and what they're eventually working towards, and this is just me, is they're shrinking the 205 Live roster, and they're steadily working the 205 Live guys into the main roster product. And I feel like what they're eventually going to do is just phase 205 Live out of their product offering altogether, and they'll either insert another show or they won't. But like, because 205 Live, I think is mainly on the network. I think it's on air in some
markets. But you're not far off, because if you think about it, right? 205 Live airs on Tuesdays, right?
Mm-hmm.
After SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
SmackDown's moving to Fridays. So where are they taping it? Are they going to tape it on Fridays and then air it on Tuesdays? That's a long way in the cycle to really sort of like, huh? Do they tape it on Mondays? But Mondays are a 3-hour TV taping.
And they tape Main Event.
Right. So it's like, what do they do?
Yeah. So it's like, and I don't think 205 Live ever took off the way that they wanted it to. Like, the Cruiserweight Classic did really, really well. And that's sort of where 205 Live came from, was people responded so well to that tourney that they're like, okay, well, let's give them their own show and air it on the network. And it just never quite took the way that they wanted it to, because I think they just didn't fully get behind it the way that they should have, or pushed it the way that they should have. And so because of that, eventually people just kind of forgot about it and forgot it was there. And then it's like, oh yeah, right, 205 Live is on the network. Because you would see a commercial for it randomly somewhere, or you would see somebody pop up on TV. And it was like, oh yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, that's a thing. So I feel like they've been slowly letting people out of their contracts, or they've been trying to work them into the shows. So that way it's like, they're going to keep who they're going to keep. You know, it's like Cedric Alexander and Mustafa Ali and Drake Maverick and Drew Gulak.
Mike Kanellis,
Tony Nese. Like, those guys, they're actively trying to keep and they're working them in. But some of the other guy, or I should say Lucha House Party too, they worked them in. Can't forget Lucha House Party. But some other guys like the Brian Kendrick and, who are some of the other ones?
Tozawa, that's it. That's about it. And the Singh Brother. That's it. That's, you just named the entire roster.
Wow.
Yep.
Go me.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, some of the other guys, I think they're going to try to get everybody in, but it's at the same time, it's like, if they decide to leave, I don't think they're necessarily going to try to stop them at this point. Mm-hmm. Unless they're just that paranoid about the other promotion coming, and then they may try to stop them. I don't know, but it seems a little foolish to hold on to people that you have no use for and pay them. That's a little wasteful, but that's my not so humble opinion, and they don't have to take it because it's worth what they paid for it. But yeah, so that's SmackDown. NXT.
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
Did you know Candice LeRae wants a fight? She wants to fight Io.
I don't blame her. I think they should totally fight, because I want to sit there and watch it.
She was waiting for her in a parking lot. Regal calmed her down. She's not here, but she will be in Toronto. She will be at TakeOver. And it's LeRae versus Shirai at TakeOver.
I'm 1,000% okay with this. And I don't know why, but I really like how they're writing Regal right now. Like, I always have loved how they've had Regal on the product, and he's kind of sort of this, like, you know, it's William Regal, right? You know his history, and you know that he is not quite an upstanding gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that he is so just prim and proper, but he's, you know, he's that badass uncle that everybody has. Like, I just love how they're kind of like almost presenting him like that. Like, right. That to me, I just love that. Like, you know, he's like the way that they handled Pete Dunne last week, and this week it's Candace, and William's just like, okay, you can't do it like this, all right? Like, he's teaching his children proper villainy, and I love it.
I mean, that's William Regal. That's a William Regal specialty.
I'm still waiting for the full adoption of Pete Dunne mm-hmm. on TV. Like, I actually want, I've wanted that ever since I've seen Pete Dunne, is not to take it away from Candace, but I really, really, really want that pairing where William takes Pete under his wing and just takes him to the next, quote unquote, takes him to the next level in terms of like who he is in his personality, like basically polishes him up.
Speaking of Pete, he took on Roderick Strong
in a fantastic match.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, this was so good.
Really good match. Win via tap out after breaking the fingers. Velveteen Dream tried to get a shot in, but hey, he felt the bitter end.
Dream, honey, you don't know what you're getting into there. Just leave him alone. Just let him show up, okay? Just don't with that one. Just beat up Roddy. Don't leave Pete alone. You don't know what you're messing with there, okay?
Right.
Just he's grumpy at the best of times. Just leave him be.
We had a verbal exchange with Shayna and Mia.
It was so good. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, I'm on board for this match. I can't wait to see this.
Should be very fun.
Like, they've done such a great job with Mia in terms of building her up as this badass, which she is, obviously. But they've made it like the guerrilla warfare that she's been doing with, you know, beating the girls up, the Shayna's girls up in the locker room at the PC, you know, and sort of doing things like that. And you're seeing that outside of the arena environment is really well done. It's very clever.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's super impactful and it gets the point across without having to overemphasize anything.
Oh, yeah. Cameron Grimes defeated Bronson Reed to move to the finals of the NXT Breakout Tournament.
Yay. I don't know. That's all I have. Yay.
And then he was in the opening contest with Tyler Breeze and Jackson Ryker. Solid match. Tyler got the clean win. Very surprising. But the Forgotten Sons were not too happy about the win. They go on to attack him 3-on-1, but Tyler had a friend.
Fandango's back, y'all.
No. You gotta say it correctly. Fandango.
No, he is Fandango. He's serious now.
It's Fandango.
He's serious now.
Fandango.
He showed up in a wife beater and jeans. Tattoos were out. He looked badass. Like, this was so, so good. Right up until they played his music. And then it's like, right. The cha-cha la-la after you've just like beaten somebody up is not the best thing to go out on. So it like cheapened it just a little bit for me because it like took you out of that moment where it's like Tyler Breeze and Fandango are standing there and they're standing tall and Fandango's looking super fierce and badass and serious for the first time, I think, in years.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like everybody's super excited and then they hit the music and you're like, right. That's his music. Right. So as much as like I love that music, I kind of hope they remix it a little bit or he gets a slightly different theme just to help. Because if this is going to be the character where he's not so much the dancer anymore, he's much more serious.
Then he needs different music.
He needs different music, sadly, but I liked this. This was a great way to bring him back and put these two together. Them being in NXT is perfect. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's the right environment for both of them. Like, I would hate, you know, that to say that they don't belong where they were, but they didn't fit. Because I don't think anybody really knew what to do with them on the main roster. Here they do.
Mm-hmm.
And here they have a little bit more leeway in terms of experimentation and being able to do different things. So I think overall this will be a better environment for them.
I agree.
So that's NXT. So all right, everybody sit tight. Buckle up because we are leaving wrestling land and we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we are talking Fortnite. Season 10 is here, y'all. And we're going to fill you in on everything and we're going to show you what changed and what didn't. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back. Hey, y'all, you want to get social with The Rack? Follow us on Instagram. Instagram.com/RackRadioShow.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in me. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last
devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last.
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, if you're going to put something on that list, why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
This is the Godfather of Extreme, Rob Parks. Tune in every Saturday, midnight-ish, for CB Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every week, we jump into the world of
awesome
with the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs.
This one had to go out and buy all the toys. She lifted my foot up, stuffed it straight up my ass, and said, I don't care. Kid gets toys.
Yeah, check out the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. available weekly at wildtalkradio.com and rackradioshow.com.
Did you know you can use support the creator code ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's our ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels, and you're listening to Rack Radio.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, or on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Twitch Prime sub available and you'd like to use it here, well, we'd certainly appreciate that. You just click that little purple button up at the top above your screen and, you know, select subscribe and, well, you're subscribed for a whole month and it doesn't auto-renew. So if you have one here and you've, you know, haven't renewed it in a while, you may want to check it because it could be available.
I mean, Ninja lost all his, so they're free, so just come here.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, so if you're without a home after Ninja left and you need a home,
we're home.
We're here. We talk about Fortnite. We play Fortnite. We're very bad at it, but we play it. You know, like you do.
Like you do.
So anyway, so we're done with wrestling, guys. We're done with wrestling for right now. We're not talking about it anymore because we have to talk about Fortnite because something happened today.
But
time twisted and season 10 dropped.
Yeah, but there's a thing we need to do.
There is a thing we need to do. I'm just so excited about Fortnite, though. But I guess we can do it. Tweet of the week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter. And until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
Okay, so to kind of set this up, because this ties in what we're getting ready to talk about, on Wednesday, yesterday, the Fortnite trailer for Season 10 accidentally got leaked by the Fortnite account in Brazil.
Oops.
Somebody accidentally screwed up, posted the wrong video. Things happen. It is what it is. So Epic, in their wisdom, decided, hey, you know, there's nothing we can do about this. Genie's out of the bottle, because originally they had just released a teaser for today. And when the actual video got released, they're like, well, nothing we can do. So they released the full trailer video, high quality version of what happens that gave us basically the reveal of what we're about to show you, more or less, with a few surprises thrown in there. And so I have the following reactions to said video.
Mm-hmm.
Courage JD, use me as a holy shit, it's happening button. Nick A30, use me as a holy crap, it's happening button. Golden Boy, use me as a holy poo-poo, it's happening button. I love streamers.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have.
Marshmallow, even though I lost that round, I still won because I killed Dr. Lupo. Tim the Tap Man, one of the security guards. Tim the Tip Man, cool name. Me, sad face.
Aww.
Courage JD, epic gamer moment. Crying emoji. Tim the Tap Man, whatever, milk tits. Courage,
oh,
thanks for the free points yesterday in the pro-am. Then the next day, or later that day, Tim posts a picture of Courage JD in front of a fan. You know, the one that blows air. Glad to see Courage JD hanging out with his one fan, Dr. Lupo. No one loves his fan like Jack.
Aww.
Marcel, honestly, incredible that Courage JD can cast Fortnite in front of millions of people but can't talk to a girl. Courage JD, why does this have nearly 20,000 likes? Courage JD, why does this nearly have 30,000 likes? Courage JD, why does this nearly have 50,000 likes?
Well, because it's true. I mean, I don't know what to tell you, Jack. I really don't know. You need to answer the question, though. Why is it that you can do the thing, the one thing, but you can't do the other thing?
Mm-hmm. Caleb Barks, and to all the Ubers I've been in while in New Jersey and New York, I promise I'm not letting one rip when I get out of your car. My latex pants sliding against your leather seats just replicate that sound.
Uh-huh. A likely story. Mm-hmm.
Courage JD, this trophy is so sick, I can't win it. Can't wait to win it all today. I'm going to win $3 million. Hashtag Fortnite World Cup. Lupo. Woobook says bots can't win. Sorry, Jack.
Ouch.
Booga. Today was the day. Today's the day. Later today. Today was indeed the day. So he won the World Cup. And finally, Symphony. I'm scared. Brooke forced me to eat raw fish. Dr. Lupo. Congrats on your first time, bud. Just phrasing.
Ben.
Phrasing.
Ben. Benjamin.
All the phrasings. Anyway, that's Tweet of the Week.
All right, y'all. So now we're going to switch over to the Fortnites. We're officially going to talk about it. I know everybody's so excited. We're a little behind the eight ball on this one because, like, everybody else has been on. They've already showed it. I'm sure everybody's already seen it and they're probably tired of it. But we have to talk about it because, holy crap, there's a lot going on this season. So, initial thoughts on Season 10 so far?
It's kind of amazing. It's one of those... Alright, so what we're going to do... Hold on. We should take this, move this screen here. We're going to move this one over here. Move this onto there. And I think that... In a way, I have to fix it a little bit. But that works for now. That'll work for now. Alright, so we're here. We're going to talk about it. We're going to go. We're going to take you to the new location on the map. So everyone can see the brand new location on the map. So we're traveling to Island.
Whee! No, there, Anubis, there, or Ash, there was no kaiju damage. No. So essentially, This is the new map right here in the center. Not a whole lot changed yet. We're going to get into that. A lot of people, I think, were disappointed because while Dusty and the factories are back, and it looks really weird without the ginormous hole in the ground, nothing else really changed on the map beyond a few little touches here and there. However, you will notice the giant flamey thing in the sky that is hovering ominously above Dusty.
This is the meteor that struck down and laid way to Dusty and made the crater that we know and the prison crater and all those things. We have paused in time to where the meteor hasn't hit yet. We've gone back in time.
Yeah, the whole theme of this season is twisted in time. And so we've essentially gone back to what, season three?
Three, four, yeah.
With this part of the map. So you have Dusty off in the distance to the north. You've got the factories immediately right under us. And so the map is pretty much as it was then. Now, if you look off to the west, we see, you know, the monster skull. They've made it very pretty over there. It has a nice little park. That's all nice little colors. And pretty much everything else on the map is the same. Nothing changed. And I say that people were disappointed because I think a lot of people expected the thing at the lake to go off and blow up the map, which, to be fair, it did go off. It did blow up if we actually go to the lake, which we can go to the lake. Thank you for jumping game. I really appreciate that. The thing is actually in the process of blowing up, except like the meteor, it's frozen.
It is frozen in time, yes.
So it hasn't happened yet. So it's like, could the meteor and the thing blowing up lead to cataclysm at the end of the season? We don't know. But one of the interesting things that Epic has decided to do this season is make the map ever-changing. So they hinted at the fact that other past locations could be coming back, but they're not going to be the same as they were, and they may not be in the same place that they were. But if you watch the Battle Pass trailer, Tilted becomes a Wild West town. So the map itself is going to change, but rather than change it all up front or all at the end, they're going to do it throughout the season, which is really pretty freaking cool that they're going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of excited to see what they do. So, like I said, people were disappointed because, you know, not a lot changed. You have the anti-gravity zones around the meteor, and you have an anti-gravity zone around the lake, but that's really all that kind of changed. You have other little things that we'll kind of show you in Fortnite with friends when we do that, but these were the two, like, the lake and the meteor are kind of the two big changes this season so far.
Yeah, as you all can see now on your screens, just trying to fix something. Yeah, there's the big giant explosion and everything's frozen. And yeah, it's sort of a thing. We're trapped in time. Time's not moving right now. And we could be going back even further in time. You never know.
Yeah, you don't know. You just don't know, which is really fun. Because it's like, it could go back, we could get the prison back, we could not get the prison back. You know, it's, we don't know. And I like that. I like not knowing. Like, it's always cool when you come in and the map is, like, ultra-changed, and you're like, oh my god, it's all different, and then you have to relearn it. But this is like, this keeps you interested, because after a while, it just kind of gets old. And also, low gravity with low gravity is just kind of amazing.
Oh yeah. So yeah, this is the big change to the map. Dusty Depot has returned. The old factories have returned. And throughout the map, as Lindsay sort of hinted at, are little semblances of the past. There is a spot on the map for Flesh Factory.
Yay.
There's a spot on the map for Risky Reels. There's a spot on the map for Lazy Links. So there's a little bit of everything.
Yeah, this is the where the vault was. So you have a little bit of everything on here.
And we're going to continue to get more, like I said, as the season progresses. One of the things I love about this spot is how they made it look like fractured glass in places.
Mm-hmm.
Like with the light and everything like that. That's just really neat how they did that. This is actually a really cool spot.
One of the cool things they did with the Battle Pass is, like, there's no real new skins. But they're takeoffs of previous skins. Like, the skin I'm currently wearing is a takeoff of the Drift skin. This is the female version of it. Lindsay's wearing... Which one are you wearing?
Technique.
So it's a different version of that one. And the whole Battle Pass is full of different variations. There's a new DJ Yonder. The Llama King is one of the skins.
Oh my god, the new Yonder skin is lit! Can we just, like, go through the Battle Pass? Let's just go through the Battle Pass.
We can.
Alright,
so we're gonna leave the playground and go through the Battle Pass. That way we can show everyone on the screen what it is. By the way, speaking of Battle Pass, use creator code RocketSock in the Fortnite Diamond Shop.
There it is! Just spread your legs a little wider there, you know.
It was brought up in chat. Chat brought it up.
I know that, but still, you know, you've been whoring yourself out for the past 2 days.
Well, yeah, got to do the thing. Okay, so we're going to go through the Battle Pass, as you can see it on your screen right now. Catalyst, the female drift skin, as I was mentioned, is your first skin. You see all the different variations of it. All pretty and nice. Different colors, different things, which is really cool. As you see, there's 12 different stages of it. There's the Drift Alpha right on your screen right now, female drift, and so forth and so on with the different color variations. And yes, you get the lightning effect and the glowing eyes and all that stuff you get from the original drift. Then you have X-Lord, which has 8 different variations, which is a take off of the Rust Lord, I believe, right?
Yeah, this is a take on Rust Lord. This is before he becomes Rust Lord. He's a little bit more intense. He's got a really sick set of outfits, and then on top of that, he's super ripped and epic. I have to applaud them based on the summertime challenges that they did. They figured out how to make a shirtless skin for a guy and successfully cover up the nips.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no nips on him at all, so it's okay for kids and teens because he's not totally shirtless. Everything is covered. You just see, you know, the six-pack abs and everything else. So bravo to them on this, because he looks absolutely badass shirtless.
Yeah. So,
like, he looks good, too, with the whole outfit. But yeah, it's like a Mad Max kind of thing going on.
Okay. One of the cool things about this Battle Pass is loading screens. I mean, everyone's like, oh, loading screens, doesn't matter. These are fan arts. All the loading screens this season are fan arts. Don't know how they got them, where they went for them, but there's fan art all throughout the Battle Pass, which is really cool. There's different wraps. You get the emo camo. You get popcorn as the contrail,
which is cool.
You have, what's it called? The different gliders, because for whatever reason, it doesn't like going to the last one. There we go. Junk bucket. So you have that one. You have different sprays, more screens. So far, my favorite emote, tra-la-la.
Oh my god, I love tra-la-la so much. So good.
You got the Monster Final Showdown music as the back music. You got new pickaxes. You got some more loading screens. You got Tilted Technique is the one Lindsay's been wearing. That she has multiple outfits, multiple colors, which is really cool. There's the jaywalking emote. There's the spray sail. There's a whole bunch of different things. There's a bottle flip for whatever reason.
Because we need it. That's why.
You have Master Mix, a nice glider.
Okay, can we talk about the Yonder Wrap?
Yeah, talk about the Yonder Wrap.
The Yonder Wrap, y'all. Check this thing out. Just check it out. Look at that.
EQ.
Look at how sick that is.
Mm-hmm.
Really, that's cool. Pretty cool. And his entire set is kind of like that. Like, this Battle Pass...
The beat drop contrail is really cool.
Yeah, it is. Like, this Battle Pass is Yonder heavy.
And for the kids, Bubbles.
Which is so cute.
But then, there's Yonder with the 3 in the name.
He got an upgrade. Dude is successful now. He's gone gold. He looks spiffy. He's got, you know, the longer coat. And then he's got his more formal wear with the whole shoulder pad thing going on. I mean, Yonder looks sick. Yonder looks really sick.
You got OG music for those who like the OG stuff. That was weird. There's the Yonder Unmasked.
Which he looks exactly like you would expect him to look, and he looks really super cute, actually. They did a nice job modeling him.
There's another pickaxe. You got Kevin.
Kevin!
As a rap.
I can't wait to get that. That's going to be so awesome.
You have Stride, the emote.
And a lot of the emotes are traversal.
Basically all of them except for one, I think.
Yeah, they're all traversal, which is really neat that they've kind of gotten into that.
Sparkle Supreme is really cool looking because, like, her whole entire outfit is animated.
Oh my god, it's amazing. Like, she's one of the best ones they did.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of how the outfit, especially, like, that stage 3 and 4,
mm-hmm.
the way that thing animates is ridiculous.
So you got some contrails. Then you have the Pixel Pilot glider. Old school gamer right there.
I lost my mind at this. It's like, oh my god, it's an 8-bit glider. That is phenomenal.
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 Phenomenal. Here's the break, what's it called? Breakneck. Apparently that was like in the files before. It was a different name and they renamed it a little bit. So, there you go.
Ah, okay. Sneaky, sneaky.
Mm-hmm. Celestial Contrail. Which is cool. This is them being trolls. Double pump. Thing you can no longer do, the double pump.
Bless Epic.
There's the internal Voyager, which is cool. With the head and the stages. It's really cool.
Yeah, it's like, it's neat because it goes from like 0 to just flaming skull.
Then you have one with the visor open later. For those who like dragons, there's another dragon.
I lost my mind when I saw this. I was like, they actually did that. They gave us a legendary glider in the battle pass, and it's a freaking metal dragon that looks absolutely sick as hell. Look at this. Look at this thing. He is fierce. He is going to kill you in your face.
And he even shoots fire.
I love him.
He shoots the fire.
I have a trio. Like, I'm so happy about this. Like, he has an axe for a tail.
Mm-hmm.
He is just ready to, like, own your ass. It's so amazing.
And then there's Llama King.
Llama King. Oh my god, I need that in my life so hard.
And then there's Ultim Knight?
Ultima Knight.
Ultima Knight.
So this is a nod to all the previous knights. He is clearly the ultimate of all the knights. He is fierce. He is thick. And he has two different styles that are multicolored. He has the sort of more horned style with his whole battle outfit. And then they actually have a secondary style for him that's a nod back to the previous knights that they've done before with the more rounded full shield face helmet.
He has a sword on his leg.
He's here to stab people and shoot them. And he's just, you don't want to screw with this dude.
You don't.
And then on top of that, he has a really, really, really awesome looking shield that goes on his back, which is of his dragon. Because mm-hmm. that's what you do when you have a very scary, fierce dragon as a pet and a glider, is you make it into a shield to scare people.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you do.
That's what you do.
So yeah, that's the Battle Pass. That's our Battle Pass in review. Like and subscribe.
They did a really great job on the Battle Pass. Like, they always do, but this one in particular, I feel like they kind of upped their game on it a little bit
mm-hmm.
because it is 10 and you're getting a lot more. I mean, again, they went thematic with it. And like I said, it's Yonder heavy, but the updates they did to all the skins are so good. They're so, so good. It makes it worth it because it's like they're all animated. They're all slick. They're well designed. And it's just, yeah, good job. Well done, Epic. Very well done. Give everybody a raise. Because they deserve it.
Yeah. So I think that does it.
I think that does it for us. So we are going to round up the squad because coming up next, we are going to do Fortnite with friends and we're actually going to go play the game. And there's one or two things that we haven't shown you that we're going to show you on there because there's, you know, a whole other different thing. I will say, actually, I forgot to say this before I close this up. There is one thing that they did that I'm not a super fan of, but we're going to have to see how this goes, because they actually removed quite a bit of mobility from this game. So the Quad Crusher is vaulted, the Baller is vaulted, the Shadow Bombs are vaulted, and the Content Pistol, the Flint Knock, they're all gone. Mm-hmm. They're all vaulted. So, and gliders are gone too, except for large team modes. So from the regular game, you have all of that mobility gone. The volcano vents have been closed up. The large slip stream is gone. You still have the one around Tilted and the one around Retail / Mega, but you don't have the giant slipstream around the map. So the only way that you have to get around the map is the boards, impulses. Okay. And,
Everything like that. So you just gotta,
everything like that. You so yeah, walk. And we're going to show you the other thing, because there's one more item, but...
Oh, yeah. There's a mech.
We need a full squad reaction for this.
There's a mech, and we're going to probably do what we did before that way to show everyone. So you want to stay tuned for Fortnite with Friends. It's coming up once we're done plugging.
Yeah, but not a fan of all the mobility that's gone out of the game, but we'll see how much more they put back in as time progresses, because I feel like they are going to put that back in, because they did add rifts back.
Mm-hmm.
They did put those back, so we'll see. But yeah, you got stuff to plug, so plug away.
Saturday night, midnight edition, another edition of Steve Reader. We are the back of the unusual great and great at made.com. We're doing Summertime Blockbusters, the 2000s edition. Check it all out. SteveReaderLive.com. Sunday night, Russell Talk Radio. We'll be back to preview SummerSlam. Monday night is the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. Check out the Rock Extra Miz and Mrs. reviews, now available right now at RockRadioShow.com. The new episode will be available at 10:30 on Tuesday night. We'll be back next Thursday night to preview NXT TakeOver, to preview SummerSlam, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network for the Rock. Rock Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, RockRadioShow.com. At Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. It's twitch.tv/WTR Live. Follow and subscribe if you have Amazon Prime account. Link it to your Twitch account. It's called Twitch Prime. You can subscribe for free. I mean, you know, Ninja left you, so we're here for you. Use creator code ROCKETSOCK in the Fortnite item shop when you buy all the new fancy skins and battle passes and all that fun stuff currently available in the Fortnite item shop.
And you can follow me on most of the social medias at LinsWard, LNSWRD. And don't forget to check out our very fine sponsor, MBGFilmsYouTube.com/MBG1211. So everybody, sit tight. We will be right back. We're going to take a quick break. And when we do, we will have Fortnite with Friends Season 10. Till then, bye!
WildTalkRadio.com.